Calvary, as far removed as darkness from noon. In the sea of God's spoken word, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, was at the old time order where God gave me my heart. Of God's spoken for that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are
gone. Amen. If you're glad tonight, why don't you give a clap of hands to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're glad that He washed away our sins. Amen. Through the blood, we can serve Him tonight. We can praise Him and worship Him. Let's sing the song, Fill My Way Every Day with Love. Amen.
Bless the Lord, the way that was gone, straight to the land above. Cheer every breath to the side and the Lord. Oh, you fill my way every fulfill my way every day. Oh, you fill my way, fill my way every day with love. Oh, as I walk with the heavenly, oh, with that precious love.
Tonight, let's sing that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Amen.
He may hear our humble cry tonight. Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, tonight, Lord Jesus, hear my humble cry. While on others, why? Pass me
Same. Oh Lord Savior, hear our humble cry tonight as we call upon your name, because there is no other name. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we have come believing. We have come with the full assurance of faith. The Lord, you will answer our prayer. The Lord, you have already even answered our prayer. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, even before we utter, before we open our mouths, oh Lord, that's our faith tonight. That's our faith tonight, that we will receive from you. We have already, Lord, believed that you are our God that provides our needs. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We give you all the glory, Lord, tonight. We give you all the honor. Oh, Savior, hear our humble cry. Hear our humble cry, because, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, forever. What you have done, you will continually do until the end. And tonight, if the same faith, Lord, will raise, oh, it will meet the same condition. We believe the Lord, your word will never fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, oh God. Oh, my brother, I want to ask you one question tonight. I want to ask you one question tonight. He said, is it true that there is nothing impossible with God? Yeah, I want to hear amen. Is it true that there is nothing impossible with God? Then now listen, he said, if you believe that, then there is nothing impossible with you either. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you believe that there is nothing impossible with God, then there is nothing impossible with you either. Because there is a word that says so.
Yes, sir.
that all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, hallelujah. If you believe that, my brother, if you believe that nothing is impossible with God, then it is impossible with you also. Oh, yes, sir. Praise God. It's possible with you also. Because he said, all things are possible to them that believe. And we've come believing. Oh, with a full assurance of faith. We know we'll never live here the same. Oh, our God, the same yesterday, today, and forever, will never fail us. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, as we are trying to navigate this boat of life through this world of a stormy world, oh, stormy seas. And then comes someone and say, look, let me take over. The prophet says something here in Spiritual Food in Due Season, preaching 1965, paragraph 6. He said, and we feel like that we are going through a great time of distress and trials, perplexity of time and distress, oh my, and all kinds of things happening. The prophet said, and sometimes I get engulfed. Everywhere I look, it's like I'm in a ship out on the sea, and I've been given charge to the boat. And he said, how are we going to make it? How are we going to make it? I'm in charge, if you are in charge, how are we going to make it? And then he said, and here comes one with a white cap, 100 times bigger than my ship. And he said, we will crest every wave. Oh, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are more than victors through him. He said, the chief captain has got a hold of the string on the end of the ship. He will pull it through. Amen. How many believe it? Amen. He will pull it through. Amen. Amen. So tonight, oh, we thank the Lord that is giving us another Wednesday to be in his presence. Oh, to spread before him all that we want to see him do in our lives so that his name will be glorified. Praise the Lord. Oh, there are challenges. My brother, let's look at our brother George, for example. He has taken God to task. Say, Lord, I want to worship you. I don't want any interference. I don't want anything to hinder my worship. So, Lord, if it will take me out from your house, then I let it go. And I believe that, Lord, you give me something that is what? Greater. How many believe it? And tonight, every request that is upon everybody's heart tonight, we have come with that full assurance that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. But brethren, tonight, it is a demolition exercise. Praise God. Because the devil has put what? A number of hindrances, obstacles here and there. And tonight is what? A demolition exercise. Amen. We are coming to demolish all those obstacles and hindrances the enemy of what has raised against us. All the doors that have been closed, we are going to break every door down. Amen. 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 Yes, sir. And so whilst we are standing, let's turn to. And our topic tonight, you know, the other day it was what? Hezekiah's prayer. Tonight is Hezekiah's reaction. Amen. But let us read something from Ephesians 6, 10 to 19. Let's hear the word of God. It's a common scripture. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. See? Stand therefore. Oh, yes, sir. Don't sleep. Don't slumber. Don't give in. Don't faint. Amen. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. Amen. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praying always, amen, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterances may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. We read a second reading from 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. Last Friday, after Pastor preached, I went to him. I said, last Wednesday after the service, I was asking the Lord, what next for this week? And then it came to me that I opened my Bible. It went to Jeremiah first. And that's where we shall read that place. And I was. And then Friday I came, Pastor was preaching about the burning bush war, the warfare. I say, Wednesday also, we are on a warfare here. Praise God. So I was telling Pastor, look, everything is just moving. It needs that the church needs to what? Really go to war. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, which we are going to pull them down, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of what? Christ. Amen. Amen. And having in readiness to revenge. My brother, my sister, tonight we got to revenge all disobedience. You see, Satan is a disobedient someone. And so to defeat him, when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. So we are obedient to every word tonight. That will defeat what? The enemy tonight. Oh, how many believe that? Oh, Heavenly Father, tonight we know the battle is not ours. One thing we know is that, Lord, you are the captain of the Lord host that always leads in the battle. And Father, we know when you, the five-star general, takes a control, then, Lord, we know victory is ours. So, Lord Jesus, tonight, we look to you, O God, to lead in this battle. As Father, we've surrendered ourselves, O Lord, to be used, O God. The Lord Jesus, we will overcome all the obstacles, hindrances that the enemy has raised against us. Tonight, O Lord Jesus, we come with all faith, believing the Lord, all high places, imaginations, whatever be it, spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, Lord, we are breaking down in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, all the doors that have been closed tonight, we believe it has already been opened. Looking unto you as Lord, the chief high priest, oh, sitting at the right hand of God, oh, interceding, Lord, for every confession that, Lord, we will bring to you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God. Amen. Shall we be seated? Praise the Lord. God richly bless you. Tonight, faith. Faith to do its work. I was telling Hezekiah's reaction. We are going to come on that. But let's build some a little foundation of faith before we come to the reading of Hezekiah's reaction. Praise the Lord. Now, I was looking at the word reaction. A reaction, he said, something done as a result of a situation. Something done as a result of a situation. And so we could see that Hezekiah did something as a result of what? Of the situation that he found himself. Praise God. Amen. He came to meet something. And so he has to do something. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then we see another. I look at another meaning. He said it's a process. Now, the people who are doing science. Amen. He said it's a process in which substances interact, causing chemical or physical change. Amen. Amen. And I know interaction always takes what? Two people to interact. Yes. Praise God. Amen. So the interaction tonight is the word and the spirit. Amen. And then there's got to be a change. Amen. The dynamic, the mechanics and the dynamics coming together, there's going to be what? Fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. So something done as a result of what? Of a situation. Now, the interaction of two things bring about what? Real faith. That is the word and the spirit. Amen. And the prophet said, faith of this hour, we need faith tonight, my brother. He said, faith of this hour, the faith is going to take more faith than ever in any age. And at this our age, it has to take what? More faith than in any other age. Because the faith of this our time has to what? Carry this your body up. Amen. 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 Rapturing faith. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So our own faith, he said, is what? Greater than, it has to be greater than all the other ages. That's the kind of faith we are looking for tonight. Amen. So gather your faith tonight as we aim, as Satan's aim is to frustrate, but we are not going to allow him to frustrate. Amen. Praise God. So the prophet says something here. He said, oh, I'm building the foundation, the faith, our foundation, which is faith. Eh? Amen. The prophet says something here. He said, I'm telling you, as soon as you say you got the Holy Ghost, as soon as you say you believed, as soon as you say you are a Christian, Satan's got every gun right on you, shooting you. See? Amen. As soon as he said you believe, you got the Holy Ghost, then Satan turns his gun and he's shooting you every time. Amen. But he said, you are going to have plenty of trouble. But remember. Amen. Amen. But remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Oh, we are building our faith. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, just believe that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Take that. Your faith, stand on that. Oh, that's one way that we are going to believe. Oh, Lord Jesus, tonight, greater is he that is in you. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Oh, we are building our faith. Amen.
Amen.
He said, God is getting his soldiers ready.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, amen. He said, God anoints his army. Because tonight is what? We are going, He is the five-star general. We are following him. We are going on a demolition exercise tonight. Praise God. So he said, God anoints his army. So just like America dresses their soldiers in the best that they can have to dress with, steel helmets and armors and whatever they got, armor tanks, whatever they go in. And then he said, God dresses his army. Amen. Then the prophet said, hallelujah. Amen. Said, what kind of equipment do we use? Said, the spirit of the sword. Amen. The word of God. Amen. 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 Said, the word of God is sharper than two-edged swords. Yes, sir. Piercing even to the asunder of the bone and even the marrows of the bone. And he's a discerner of the thoughts and of the mind, the word of God. Said, to believe his word, said, that's God's armor. So now believe that tonight you have put on what? The armor of God. Amen. Not the, what the Americans do, the tanks and all those sort of things, my brother. It doesn't do anything. It's your better word. Faith, the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we know that he that is in us is greater than what? He that is in the world. Amen. And then if we believe also that all things are possible with God, then we also, he says what? All things are possible also with us. Amen. Because he said, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Oh, that's the faith we are standing on tonight. And now we have the word of God as our word, as our armor. Amen. Then he says something to what? Lift up your faith again. He's bringing down what? Satan. Down, down, down. He said, Satan has no more power. Amen. So believe it tonight. Satan has no power. Amen. Only he can bluff. See? He can just bluff. Amen. He's just a scarecrow. Amen. Amen. He's a scarecrow. Yes, sir. Amen. Even best, try scarecrow and they see that, oh, there's nothing in it. And they will just fall upon what? I remember when we were doing in Ghana, I started with the what? A rice farming. And we put scarecrows all over. And sometimes when I get in there, I will see that the best are just on the farm. I say, ah, so this scarecrow couldn't work. Amen. See, they will try and see if it's really someone that's standing in there. Then later, you see them, some of them even will go and stand on the scarecrow like this. See? Oh, praise the Lord. See, so that's how Satan is just a scarecrow. He cannot shoot you. He cannot do anything. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Yeah. And so he said he can only bluff. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, legally, he has no power. Amen. At all. Amen. He said, every power he had was taken away from him on Calvary. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. That's where the price was paid. Yeah. He's nothing but a bluff. Yes, but if you want to listen to his bluff, well, that's all right. But you don't have to.
Yes.
You are free tonight. Yes. He has made you free tonight. Yes. Oh, praise God. Yes. Now we have built our faith. Now we are going to embark upon the demolition exercise now, tonight. Amen. Because we know that he has what? Satan has no power. He has no permit.
Amen.
To build on our God-given word grounds.
Amen.
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 He has no permit. And so even if he has set up some word, some shelter here and there, we are going to demolish everything.
Amen.
Praise God. And now, if something in the word can make you realize that you are free by his grace. See, he said, you don't need to feel different tonight. It's not like then I have to feel some kind of being. No, sir. He said, you don't have to feel any different. You don't need how to feel anything at all. But the only thing is that, he said, Jesus never said, do you feel it?
No.
But he said, do you believe it?
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's faith. Do you believe it? Praise God. And so it's not going to be like now. Let me just get. No, sir. Relax. Amen. And only raise your faith. And that is said, I believe. Oh, hallelujah. And then to the next one, the last one, just to raise our faith. That one is a challenge. The prophet said, look, the law having a shadow. Oh, when I think of that, the law having a shadow of good things to come. The law was just a shadow of what good things to come. And the good things have come. And those who were in the shadow, listen to what he said. Now look what the law offered. Even the law could offer, or people who could stay in the law. He said, look at Daniel, done under the law.
Amen.
Amen. Look at what Daniel did under the law.
Amen.
So look at Enoch, what he done under the law. Look at Moses, what he done under the law. Then Eve, he was only living in the shadows of the atonement. What ought the Christian church today,
Amen,
with the reality of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Oh, where are we standing tonight, friends?
Amen.
Amen. That's a challenge.
Amen.
He said, now, if the law could produce that, that what ought the reality of the blood of Jesus Christ, when the dead letter, written on tablets, will do that, what ought the resurrection strength and power and spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ produce tonight?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. He said, I tell you, you ought as a Christian, buckle up your armor.
Amen.
Over there and put on the whole armor of God and be sure to bring the breastplate and the helmet and the shield and all those things. Because, that one is from me. Because we are going to demolish, we are going on a demolition site tonight.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Now let's look at Hezekiah's reaction. Amen. Let's turn to Kings 18. But brother, don't forget the scriptures we read.
Amen.
That we put on the whole armor of God. And said we should stand. Don't sleep. Amen. Don't slumber.
Hallelujah.
Don't faint. Amen. 2 Kings 18, 2-7. Oh, the demolition exercise of... We'll start from this young man, how this young man was. We're starting from verse 2. He said Hezekiah was what? 25 years old. When he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was what? Abby, the daughter of Zechariah. Amen. And he said, and he did that which was right in the sight of God. Amen. He did what was what? Right in the sight of God, according to all that his father David did. Oh, that's a wonderful guy. Amen. He was truly dedicated to... dedicated to... do real service from God. So the next verse, he said what? That was when he started to what? Demolish things. Praise God. He said, he removed the high places.
Amen.
My brother, tonight, we got to remove every high places.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what are these high places? These high places could be what? Set up by the devil. And sometimes we are the very one that set these all high places. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight we go to demolish it.
Amen.
As we read, he said, spiritual wickedness in what? In high places. And the prophet said here, he said, see where our wrestle is today. See what the death angel is. It's a spiritual power. Wickedness in high places, great places, and big places. And he said, John the Baptist came down to do what? To do the same. Praise the Lord. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for the Lord. And what he did, he said, all mountains, all hills and high places had to come low. Amen. So my brother, that is one of the battles we are going to fight tonight. Every high places had to come down. Amen. You know the Pharisees, they were seated at high places. So my brother, begin to let the spiritual thing begin to work now. The Pharisees and the scribes and the Jews, they were what? Living in high places. And they were supposed to come down. And you know what I'm talking about. Praise God. They needed to come low. But they stayed in that high pinnacle. My brother, my sister, high places, the question of what? Pride. My brother, if it's in you, you got to kill it tonight. Amen. Amen. You got to kill it. That is where the Pharisees were. They had a form of godliness, but they what? They denied the power thereof. Amen. And Christ came in that kind of what? Low estate. Praise the Lord. Meek. With all humility. And so my brother, blessings don't come in great high places. The prophet said, blessings don't come in great high places. Because wickedness dwells there. It comes to the low. Amen. It comes to the meek. It comes to the humble. So my brother, tonight, to break down that high places is to pray and say, Lord, I kill every kind of what? Pride that is in me tonight. And I humble myself. Lord, I humble myself, because the blessings will come only at low. That low, meek, gentle, humble way. That's where the blessings can come. So my brother, tonight, just confess. Lord, I humble myself tonight. In your prayer tonight, that Lord, I kill every kind of pride that is in me. Anything that Lord, I have taken upon myself and looking down on other things, Lord, tonight I come as low as possible. I surrender everything to you, Lord. Anything that is in my heart that is contrary, Lord, tonight I'm confessing. Anything that is contrary to the word of God in your life is a high place. Amen. Amen. So it is what? It is you now to examine yourself. That this kind of thing that I've been doing, this kind of life that I've been what? I've been following. This way, tonight, I'm surrendering everything. It's a high place. That needs to be demolished tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So tonight is more of what? Examining ourselves. Praise God. Amen. Now he said what? He break the images. Images, how do people? Images, how do we take images to be? Images, people do what? They bow down and worship images. Yes, sir. And again, you know how the devil took Jesus Christ and showed him all the kingdoms of this world. And he told him, if you can bow a little, you can bow to me, I give all to you. Amen. Amen. That is one of the three things that happened in the Garden of Eden. Oh, that was what? The eye. Amen. The lust of the eye. The lust of the eye, looking at what? The beauty of these things of the world. My brother, if that spirit is in you tonight, get it out. Amen. Amen. Because it is what? Tonight we are going to what? Demolish
Anything that is in our lives, see, my brother, my sister, is something that God knows. He sees it. He doesn't want it in your life. Amen. Amen. Looking at the things of this world, if there is what? Always a desire for things of this world, my brother, it is what? The lust of the eye. Amen. It has become an image that you are worshiping. So tonight, the Lord wants you to kill that spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, the scripture even already tells us that even if you look upon a woman and lust after her, you have what? Committed adultery with that woman.
Amen.
Anything that it becomes, you love so much that it becomes a hindrance to your worship. It becomes what? An image. Praise God. My brother, tonight, if there is anything that really catches your attention all the time, tonight, the lust of the eye, you need to what? Break it down.
Amen.
He said, I wrote this in here. You see, the lust of the eye. Jesus' eye did not see the glamour and the beauty. He saw one who is greater. Your eye looks upon the world and your whole mind craving for it, bowing for it. My brother, it becomes an image. Now, the challenge, let's look at what Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
Amen. They refuse to bow to what? Images.
Amen.
Tonight, if there is anything that always carries you, you look at them and it's trying to what? Have influence over you. It's an image that is in your life that needs to be demolished tonight. Because these are hindrances and obstacles. So tonight, probably your daughter is going to be here. Oh God, we are praying. Set yourself and examine yourself tonight. And clear all these things. So that the blessings can come upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Then he said he cut down all the growths.
Amen.
He cut down all the growths. Growths, it can be the growths of what? Different kinds of growths we have. But one thing about growths is that it's a very good place where someone can go and have a real fellowship with God. It's always a quiet place. But now the devil has used that place to be what? Places where they put idols.
Amen.
And so if there is any growth in your life tonight, demolish it.
Amen.
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 And then he said he break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made.
Yes, sir.
If you are still looking at what? Something of the past. Your past life is still just coming again and again. My brother, tonight is the end of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The brazen serpent has done its work and is finished.
Amen. Amen.
Just like what? The ages that are gone. The dispensation of what? The gospel. For every age, it was good for them. The brazen serpent has done its work. Whatever was in your life, it helped you some time ago. But now you've come to a new place. And that past life must completely, my brother, my sister, be demolished.
Amen.
The past life, things that you were in,
amen,
must be demolished tonight. You've got to confess it and say, Lord, this my past life has been coming on and on and on. But tonight, I'm tired of it. Tonight, I want to get rid of it. I'm demolishing it, O Lord, tonight. My past life, tonight, is over. There's nothing that is going to what? Take me up. And then, let's turn to Jeremiah 1:40-10.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Jeremiah
what the Lord wants you to do tonight. Amen. Jeremiah 1, 4 to 10. What the Lord wants you to do tonight. What the Lord wants to tell you who you are tonight. Amen. So then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, the Lord, the word of the Lord has come to you tonight. And is telling you this. That before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Oh, I want to hear amen. Now, he's going to lift you up now. For you to know where you are and who you are. And now, how you are going to do the work now, tonight. He said, before I formed thee, in the belly I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I ordained thee as a prophet unto the nations. Amen. Amen. The Lord ordained you to be a son, a daughter of God. Amen. Nothing short of that. Amen. Amen. He ordained you to be a son of God. Amen. Created in his own image. Amen. And he said, then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak for I'm a child. Yes, maybe that's the way how we see ourselves tonight. But listen to what God is telling you. He said, but the Lord said unto me, say not I'm a child. Tonight, don't say not that you cannot do it. Yes. Amen. Yes. Don't doubt what you need to do tonight. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. So don't say. What is it? The Lord said unto me, say not, I'm a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Amen. Amen. So be not afraid tonight. Be not afraid. What you will ask from the Lord, be not afraid tonight. Amen. He will give it to you. Be not afraid of their faces. Oh, Satan. Amen. No. Never be afraid of his face. For I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. I'm here to deliver you this night. Praise God. He said, then the Lord put forth his hands. Amen. The Lord put forth his hands. My brother, that is what the Lord has done for you tonight. And touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Amen. Now, I have this day set thee over the nations and what the kingdoms. I've set you tonight over every powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, all imaginations. Anything that was, is against you tonight, amen. I have set you upon them. Amen. That's where I've put you now tonight. Amen. Amen. For you to do what? To root out. Oh, yes, sir. Root out. Amen. All that is what? Undesirables. Root them out. If you see that it is what? A hindrance that the enemy has put in front of you. Root it out. Amen. 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 And then pull it down.
Yes, sir.
Root it out. Pull it down. Amen. Oh, and then do what? Destroy it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And throw down. Amen. Throw them away somewhere. And now you start to do what? Start to build. Amen. Amen. Our prayer, that is the way how he's going to do. Oh, root out. Pull down. Amen. Oh, destroy. and throw them away. And then start to what? Build what you want to build tonight. What you want to plant tonight, plant them tonight. But first, pull everything down. I've set you over every powers and principalities. Amen. Tonight that you have the power to do all these things tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, how many believe that? Amen. And tonight, let's listen to what? A prayer that the prophet offered. Amen. He said, deliverance is at the door. Amen. Amen. Deliverance is what? It's at the door. And we are ready for the journey. Amen. Help us, is a prayer. Help us to put on the full armor of God now, tonight. Amen. Amen. Get ready. Buckle up. Shod ourselves with the gospel. Put the helmet of righteousness and the breastplate and the armor and take the sword and go forward now. Amen. Grant it, Lord, as we full-dressed warrior tonight of Christ. Amen. May every demon of darkness Amen. Be driven back. Amen. May the power of the Holy Ghost Amen. Come down in this building. Amen. The angel of God appear visibly right here on the platform tonight. Giving us a shaking like it never had before. Grant it, Lord. May many be healed tonight and saved. For we ask in the name of thy child Jesus. Amen. Amen, my brother, tonight. That is where we are going to now. Oh, tackle the enemy tonight. First, my brother, he said he has already put you above what? All the principalities. So it is a matter of now rooting them out, pulling them down, destroying them. Oh, yes, sir. And throw them away. And then you start to out. Build what you want now. You ask him. After you have cleared all this, now what you want to plant, plant it tonight. And it will what? It will grow and bear the fruits that you are looking for to the glory of the Lord. Amen. Now listen here. He said, even if the doctors have done their, they said the doctors have done their work very well. And have, according to their science and medical books, concluded that it is no more possible for you. They have even written and stamped and signed your case and have given you a copy. But in that kind of situation, God operates. Amen. Amen. What the doctors, the science, and all the problems that has been that. Satan has said he has stamped your this and that to you. Your documents, it will never come. Amen. Your documents, it can never be possible. The job you are looking for, it can never be possible. Oh, whatever, he said, I've stamped it. But he said, that is where God operates. Amen. 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 That is where God operates. He said, he takes the gloom and fill it with his glory. Remember, amen, the base things. He said, the base things. He will take what? Things that are not to confirm things that are. Amen. Amen. That's him tonight. He said, when Jesus came to Lazarus' tomb, what did he say? He said, take away the stone. We got to remove. We got to uproot. Root out. Pull them down. Destroy them. Amen. So he said, my brother, I said, oh brother, put away the doctor's papers and the doctor's definition about you. Amen. Amen. Whatever definition the devil has given to you, Amen. Put them somewhere. Amen. Amen. Any definition Amen. The doctor, Satan, has what? Written about you. Amen. He said, well, put them somewhere. Don't remember it. Tonight is finished forever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't allow the doctor's conclusion to stamp in your mind. Take away that stone. It is the stone of hindrance. And look away unto Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Amen. Tonight, amen. Said in the message book, in the message book, that's something I wrote here myself. But in the message book, The Broken System, paragraph 86, the prophet said, the children of Israel in the wilderness, they were thirsting to death for a drink of water. And they ran from one cistern to another, from one man-made well to another, and could not find water. They were all dried up. But he said, they just couldn't think they were ever going to get water. And then on the most unlikely place of all, in the desert, they found water. And it was what? It was a rock. And last week we did what? We spoke to the rock. Amen. Tonight, destroy all high places. Destroy, uproot them. And then begin to what? Bring forward what you have. You want the Lord to do for you tonight. The musicians just come as we are getting. Because, my brother, one thing I want you to still remember is that if you believe that everything is possible with God, then he said the same also applies to you. Because he has already given you that promise that all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. And that tonight, oh yes, sir, he has given you what? He has set you above every powers and principalities. He says Satan has no power. Amen. Take that into your mind. He has no power. Amen. He only bluffs. Amen. And so tonight, just anything that has been a strong something in your life, that it has been always coming back and coming back, tonight, my brother, my sister, he's here. Oh, said what? He's here to bring everything of your life. Amen. If only you will believe. Amen. Oh, tonight, Lord, we thank you. We are not going to look at what the medical and science and other things, what Satan has written about us. The definition he has given to me. That my documents, it will be possible tonight.
Amen.
Amen. My job. Amen. He said for you. You were working and you have gotten out of the work. That's the end of you. No, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Damn God. Will give me something better tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone looking for a job tonight, just believe. If you want a change in your job tonight, just present it. Amen. Amen. But first, look into yourself. If there is any hindrance, pull them out. Destroy them. Be sincere to yourself, my brother. Amen. Oh, praise God. Yes, sir. The past has been always very strong. The past of everyone has always been very strong. Brother, tonight, just destroy it. Praise God. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, let me confess something tonight.
Amen.
I've been telling you all the time that football was one of the things that was in my veins. Because I play football myself. Amen. And then, I started as a believer, something was drawing me. I went toward. I've spoken about this this testimony before. And then, I went and I had a seat. Praise God, and was watching. The game was just about to start. And then, something told me, I'm going to close your eyes. Hey, I heard it really good that he's going to close my eyes.
Amen.
My brother,
the speed, I just went out from the stadium, and that was the end. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was still what? A message believer. That's a young message believer. I turned to the message with all this thing. But still, that pass was still there. I went to the stadium, sat down to watch football. He said, I will close your eyes. Hey! I just got up. Prayed. I went out. I said, Lord, forgive me. I will never enter the stadium.
Amen.
The pass is always very strong, my brother. Tonight, just confess and let it be out. Over tonight. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for the right song. That's the right song. As we are going to demolish.
And you are right, Spirit, within me.
Who cast me not away?
Who cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord? And take not thy Lord.
My past, Lord. Tonight, Lord, I place divorcement upon it. It is no more going to be my wife. Oh, yes, Lord. I've divorced it tonight.
It has always been hanging upon me. It has always, Lord, been infiltrating. But tonight, Lord, I've heard your word. I've heard it, Lord. No more, Lord Jesus. You have fought the battle for us. You have fought the battle for us. You have fought the battle for us. You have fought the battle. We thank you, Lord Jesus. All the high places, all the images, all the groves. Yes. We've pulled them down. We've rooted them out. We've destroyed them. Yes, Lord. We thank you, the Lord. You have fought the battle for us. Let us all stand now and let us thank him because we know. Because he said, in all things, let's give thanks. We believe the Lord tonight. Our request, everything, the Lord. Even as the word says, my prayer is that, Lord, you give me the utterance. Oh, yes. To proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Tonight, Lord, we believe it, O Lord. Let's all stand and let's raise our hands towards him. He said, in all things, let's give thanks. In all things, let's give thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
As you are singing, let your heart be thanking him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Because tonight, Lord, I believe everything, every utterance, my request. Oh, you have done it for me, Lord. I believe it, Lord Jesus. Oh, I believe it, Lord. Ah, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
And we give the thanks to you, Lord. We give the glory to you. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we believe it, O Lord. With full assurance of faith, the Lord, you have answered us. You have given to us, Lord, our heart desires. We believe it, O God. We believe it, Lord. That Lord, it has already been established. That Lord, our utterances will never return to us void. Our request, our prayer will never return to us void. We believe it, O God, that it has been accomplished. It has been established. Oh, we take it home. We are taking it home. We are taking it home. And we will come back, Lord, oh, to give you the glory, to testify, to honor you, and to Lord Jesus glorify your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, oh God, that it is done. It's already established. Blessed be your name. Yes, we will receive the right job. We will receive them. Our documents, oh, it will be accomplished. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, the desire that, Lord Jesus, we are looking for. We believe the Lord. Oh, it is already settled. It's settled. It's settled. The Lord says so. The Lord says so. Faith knows nothing but one thing. God says so, and it's established. And it is finished. We believe it, Lord Jesus. We believe it, O Lord. We believe it, O God. O Lord, let it be upon. Let it be. Oh, as He said, the Lord Jesus, you will always, oh, fulfill your promise, which has never failed. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you all you the glory, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that, Lord, you have lifted us onto a high ground, O Lord God. Above, Lord Jesus, oh, our own high places are broken down. The images in our lives, Lord, today is no more. The groves, we've set fire to them. And the Lord Jesus, oh, the dews of heaven has fallen upon the prepared grounds by which, Lord Jesus, our requests, as if we have laid them before you tonight, Lord. We know the Lord Jesus, it has already taken root. And it's going to shoot up, Lord, and bear the fruits, the Lord. The fruits of our requests, oh God, will be seen. All will see it, O God. That, Lord, your name will be glorified. That's where the Lord Jesus, our faith, has anchored. It has anchored, Lord. And, Father, it can never, oh, take us back onto the troubled seas. We have come to the safe place, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have cleansed us. We thank you that you have renewed us. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You have built a new something in us. Our faith now, Lord, looks unto thee. And always, Lord Jesus, that's where we will dwell, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank Amen. You, O God. The Lord, the Hallelujah. Jobs that we are looking for,
Amen.
They are in our hands now. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your name will be glorified. We will testify about them. We believe it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Even Father, we remember our pastor also in your hand. Knowing the Lord Jesus is coming back, oh God, renewed, refreshed. Oh, anointed, oh God. Because your house, oh Lord, we are, Lord Jesus, hungering, oh God. Oh, for your word, Lord Jesus. Father, bring him back with testimonies to the glory of your name. Bring him back, oh God, filled, oh Lord, with the power of the Holy Ghost. That when he stands here, oh God, we will see the demonstration of the power. Oh, manifesting itself, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Every child here, our children, Lord. Oh, we have presented them, Lord, to you. The Lord Jesus, you have the eye to look to them wherever they are. Father, when they leave the home, leave the house, that's where all our eyes can go. But your eyes is everywhere, oh God. And your hands are everywhere, Lord. Your presence is everywhere, Lord. Father, protect them, oh Lord, from the evils of this world, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, be their keeper, oh God. Father, and we also, Lord, grant us, Lord Jesus, oh, the way, the wisdom, oh God, to impart unto them, oh Lord, that, Father, they will be vessels, Lord, in your hands. Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus. The high places are broken down. We have come down now, Lord, with a new life of humility. Oh, with meekness, with all gentleness, Lord. We humble ourselves now before you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We call our precious brother, Wilmo, to come and close us in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Father, Lord, we would like to thank you once again tonight, for indeed you are a merciful God. Lord, you have kept every promise, Lord, and you have never yet, Lord, Father, forsaken any of your children. Father, I can also stand to testify tonight, Lord, of how when I came in here, Lord, Father, I was so tired and I do not know what place I was standing at. But Father, now, Lord, oh God, something has happened, and it can only be by your hand, for it was you that came in the preaching of the word, and you broke down the strongholds of the enemy, where he had set up, Lord, to try and trap your children, that they may lose their joy, that they may lose, Lord Father, their victory in you. But Father, as we stand now just about getting ready to leave this place, yes. Father, we feel in our hearts, Lord, that something has happened. Yes. And it can only be by your word. For Lord, your word is the most powerful thing that we can ever have, Lord. Yes. And it has come and it has knocked on the strongholds of the enemy. Yes. And it has exposed him for what he is, yes. Lord, and he is fleeing now from our lives. Amen. We pray, oh God, that Father, while the enemy is on the run, yes. Lord, we should pursue him. That's tonight, right. Lord, until he is completely out of our lives. I pray, Lord Jesus, for every person in here, Lord, that could have been troubled by some thoughts when they came in here, and they are feeling that victory is in their palms now. Lord, help us, Father, that we would not look back, but we would speak even unto the Son to stand still, that, Lord, we may go after this enemy and destroy him once and for all. Lord, may you grant us such grace, Lord. Oh, God, let us never forget the things that you have done through the preaching of thy word, but that, Lord, we may hold on to it, Lord, and believe, Lord, for what has been promised unto us, and believe for what you have persuaded to our hearts tonight. Lord, that when we would come back next week, Lord, even the very next service, may we hear of the testimonies of the great and mighty things you have done for your people. You know, Lord Father, the desires of your children. Lord, you said, Lord Father, that you would give us the desires of our hearts, that our joys may be fulfilled. May they be fulfilled indeed. Lord, help us, Father, that when we come, there will be such a spirit of rejoicing among us, Lord, for the mighty things that you would have done, Lord, for your children. We thank you, Father, for the
the healing of the body. We thank you for the healing of the soul. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for opening doors. Father, where man has desired to close doors, you have opened the doors, and there's no man can close them. And we are believing tonight, Lord, for the promised land that you promised unto us, and we are taking hold of it. Father, may you open the doors for those that are looking for houses. May you open doors tonight, Father, for those that are looking for joy and peace in their lives. Lord, may you open doors, Lord, for your children to have jobs, Lord, that would not hinder them from worshiping you, Lord. Father, you are King and you are God, and you are more than able, Lord, to provide for your children. We have seen you do it, Lord. Father, in the wilderness where they had no food, Father, you rained from heaven manna. Lord, you rained from heaven birds that came and gave them, Lord, meat, Father, for the day. Lord, we've seen you do it in the lives of many people that are standing here tonight. Father, we know that you are the same and that you will do it once again. Father, we believe you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your blessings. Bless, Lord, Father, our brother Maxwell. Continue to strengthen him and to use him. And we pray, Lord, and commit our musicians to you, Lord. Help them and use them also. Father, I pray for our pastor, Lord, that you would encourage him, that you would strengthen him, Lord, that you would bring more revelation to him, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you would put your words in his mouth, even as you done to Jeremiah, and let him stand with the word of God and slay the enemy, oh God, that the victory may be delivered unto us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we commit him to you. Father, I pray, Lord, for every brother and sister laboring for the kingdom. Father, we commit them to you, O Lord. Won't you bless them, Father? May you remember them, Lord, for all their labors. Father, I pray that you reward each and every one of them, Lord, not only in heaven, but here on earth, Father. We pray, Lord, not so much, Lord, for an easy life, but we pray, Father, that you provide for your children the things that they desire for this journey. We commit this, Lord, into your hands until we meet again. Father, we ask your blessing upon every person in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God. Brethren, if you are looking for a job, don't go and fold your hand like this, that it will come because you prayed. Put on the applications. Amen. Amen. Put out the applications. Those who documents, wherever they are, start, go and set it up now. Amen. Amen. Don't fold your hand. Amen. It's coming. It's there. Go and claim it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Today we are a little bit late. Don't worry. Amen. 10 minutes over the time. Praise God. Just one song and let's.
Where a crown